And it's 10:50, and this is NPR News. And from transatlantic differences of English now to the poetry of Ireland, the Irish poet Paula Meehan could be called Ireland's current poet-in-chief. And that's saying something in a land whose current president is also a writer and a poet. Paula Meehan occupies the Ireland Chair of Poetry with the exalted title of 6th Ireland Professor of Poetry. Paula Meehan will be in Minnesota next week, and she'll be honored with the 19th O'Shaughnessy Prize for Poetry by the Center for Irish Studies at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, and she joins me now from Dublin. It's good to speak with you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Tom. How are you? I really enjoyed that item on the differences between the British and the American English. I live in a culture where I speak English. It's my stepmother tongue. I'm haunted by the ghosts of Irish. And Irish, of course, inflects how we speak English. I'm here in Dublin, which is another, if you like, rivulet of the great river that is in English. And of course, Dublin has given the world so many powerful writers in the tradition.
And I wanted to start with that, to pivot off the discussion of English. And do you think there's something in the way the Irish write and use the English language that has made it so suitable for poetry and for the tradition of Yeats and Seamus Heaney and Nobel Prize winners? Is that part of it, do you think, the way the language is actually used and inflected from Irish language?
Yes, or in fact, we're celebrating W.B. Yeats's 150th birthday this year. And of course, he took English poetry and just made it such a central part of the whole Anglophone world. I think Aaron was talking about the fascination with Britain that some Americans have, or that's common in that culture, in your culture, some United States people, East Coasters, who, as she rightly points out, kind of have a version in places of Elizabethan English, fossilized in their language. We in Ireland have obviously a huge fascination with things British, but largely because certainly in the southern part, we were here in Dublin, we were within the pale. So we had to understand the colonizer to survive. And I think that's partly to do with speaking about Dublin as a particular site for poetry and literature. The language at the minute is suddenly confronted with Dublin becoming a multicultural centre. So it's as if Finnegan's Wake came home to us. I mean, even taking the Dart into town, our rapid transit along the bay there, you will hear Mandarin, Latvian, you'll hear all the Eastern European languages, you'll hear Nigerian languages, you'll hear French from North Africa as well as from France. So it's an incredibly rich lingual field at the minute. And so we feel like it could go anywhere.
I want to ask you about your work in this position, because am I correct that it is an official position that is funded not only by the Republic of Ireland, the government in Dublin, but Northern Ireland, the Arts Council there? What is your work as occupying that chair of poetry?
Okay, well, I'm really lucky. I work to a trust that was established to honour Seamus Heaney, and he was a very, very active member of the trust while he was alive. And in lieu of a statue, which I'm sure statues and other kinds of visual representations to honour him will come, he wanted to honour poetry itself. So every 3 years an Irish poet takes this job, and we really represent poetry in all its forms, from the poetry of the streets, the spoken word poetry, which is so vital now, especially in the suburbs of our cities where hip-hop is huge, and also I work in the universities with students, and we've a prodigiously gifted generation of young student critics and poets in the universities at the minute. So my job is an absolute joy. I just go round, I have conversations, I try where I can to support different developmental projects. I do a lot of outreach from the colleges, and it is a cross-border position. So last year I would have been attached to Queen's University in Belfast, the Seamus Heaney Centre for Poetry, which is a really like vital, intense, marvellous place with just brilliant teachers, Maeve McGuckian, Sinead Morrissey, Kieran Carson, I mean, names that resonate, again, right through the world. So I'm really lucky.
I want to make sure we don't run out of time
yes.
to hear a poem from you, Paula Meehan. So I will leave it to you for the choice with about 3 minutes left here. So
okay. Lovely, Tom. Thanks for this opportunity. And you know I'm going to be reading next week, Friday, April the 24th, at the O'Shaughnessy Educational exactly. Centre. Yeah. So this is a poem
yes,
I wrote.
On the St. Thomas campus.
Yeah, exactly, at St. Paul. This is a poem I wrote for my father, and it's set in the suburbs of Dublin. It was the piebald horse in next door's garden frightened me out of a dream with her dawn whinny. I was back in the box room of the house, my brother's room now, full of ties and sweaters and secrets. Bottles chinked on the doorstep, the first bus pulled up to the stop, the rest of the house slept, except for my father. I heard him rake the ash from the grate, plug in the kettle, hum a snatch of a tune. Then he unlocked the back door and stepped out into the garden. Autumn was nearly done. The first frost whitened the slates of the estate. He was older than I had reckoned, his hair completely silver, and for the first time I saw the stoop of his shoulder, saw that his leg was stiff. What's he at so early and still stars in the west? They came then, birds of every size, shape, colour. They came from the hedges and shrubs, from eaves and garden sheds, from the industrial estate, outlying fields. From Dubber Cross they came and the ditches of the North Road. The garden was a pandemonium when my father threw up his hands and tossed the crumbs to the air. The sun cleared O'Reilly's chimney and he was suddenly radiant, a perfect vision of St. Francis, made whole, made young again in a fingless garden.
Poet Paula Meehan, and what's that one called, Paula?
It's called My Father Perceived as a Vision of St. Francis.
Well, thank you for it. I appreciate that very much, and we look forward to your visit in Minnesota. As you mentioned, Paula Meehan will receive the O'Shaughnessy Prize for Poetry, given annually by the Center for Irish Studies at the University of St. Thomas. Next week, a public reading of her work at the St. Thomas campus, Friday the 24th, at 7:30, Paula Meehan is the 6th Ireland Professor of Poetry and occupies the Ireland Chair of Poetry. Speaking with us from Dublin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you and safe travels here to Minnesota. Thanks for speaking with us and for gracing us.
Many, many thanks, Tom. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.